There's a lot of confusion today as to who should be the leader in the relationship. Should it be the man? Should it be the woman? And society, in no small part, has confused this role, so we're really not sure who should take that lead. So today, I want to lay that all to rest with the answer straight from the women's mouths. And the answer is, they want you to lead. By the end of this episode, you will know how to be the kind of masculine leader in the relationship that all women are seeking. On average, women want men to be the leading role in the relationship. They want the men to step up to the plate and be the leader. Now, that doesn't mean they want the man to be oppressive and overbearing, but they do want them to do things like take more responsibility, make more decisions, and even be more confident in themselves. How can you be the kind of leader women are looking for in a relationship? It might surprise you to know that she wants you to decide where you're going to go out to eat tonight. She wants you to try and go in for the kiss. She wants you to be unapologetic when you tell her that you're interested in Star Wars or Lord of the Rings. Women are tired of the man that's afraid. Afraid to be vulnerable, afraid to be upfront about what they want in the relationship, afraid to take a chance on something as small as picking the wrong restaurant. So the food was bad. Who cares? Big deal. There's always next week. Confidently adopt your masculine frame and be the leader in the relationship. Decide where to go for dinner. Let her know what you're looking for in the relationship up front. Go in for the kiss at the end of the date that night. She wants to make you happy. And in order to do that, she needs to know what makes you happy so you can't be hiding everything. Women today want now more than ever before men who are willing to step up to the plate and be the leader in the relationship. Now, that doesn't mean they want somebody who's overbearing and suppressive to them, but they want somebody who is making decisions, isn't afraid to mess something up, and he isn't afraid to open up to them and be vulnerable to them in conversation. Oh, so maybe you picked the wrong place to eat, or maybe you went in for the kiss and it was a little too early, she wasn't quite ready. So what? She'll forgive you. She likes the fact that you were direct about it and weren't trying to hide it. She wants a confident leader in the relationship. I do coach my clients on how to be better leaders in the relationship for the women they are dating. However, I also have a special announcement. Up until now, I have only coached men for dating advice. I have known for a little while now that there are lots of women who also watch this channel, and some have started coming to me and asking me for help. So, I am now officially opening up dating coaching for women. You can use the same link to apply to work with me in the show notes below. Whether you're a man or a woman seeking further assistance on this topic of finding love, and I look forward to helping you in any way that I can. And that's tip for this week. If you like the tips you hear on the show, then don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share with your friends, and leave a comment. If you are listening to this on podcast, then please be sure to leave a 5-star review and comment. That's how you can help this show to grow, and the more it grows, the more great content I can keep bringing you. As always, get out there and ace it.